So we've talked a little bit about Mrs. Phillips initially in terms of the fact that even though she fits kind of squarely into that intermediate risk ELN classification, we both would be wanting to prioritize a transplant if she had a good transplant option. You give as many consolidation cycles as is needed to transition effectively to a transplant. Oftentimes at MD Anderson, it takes, you know, a month or two to organize a transplant to find out who the donor is and to do all the, you know, insurance required evaluations and the pulmonary function tests and the echo, et cetera, et cetera. And so they'll usually get one or two consolidation cycles and then move to an allo transplant. If for whatever reason she declined a transplant, or let's say this was a intermediate risk patient without a FLT3 mutation, and we decided not to proceed with a transplant, then I think maintenance is a fantastic option. We have the new approval of CC486, which we'll mention in just a minute here exactly for this type of patient.